Hey, Cardinals fans, have you ever wanted to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at Busch Stadium before a Cardinals game? Now you have your chance, thanks to Design Air Heating and Cooling. All you have to do is call in to Design Air Heating and Cooling. This experience will include a first pitch and four all-inclusive tickets to the game. Here's the number to call, 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi. I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, in my mind, the Cardinals Hall of Fame is a celebration, and that day a celebration of the organization and baseball in general. We live in this baseball-crazed city of St. Louis, and it seems like it doesn't stop. Whether you're in the off-season or in-season, people are always talking about St. Louis Cardinals baseball. And so that's why the Cardinals Hall of Fame, in my mind, is a culmination of a celebration and looking at the history and the past and the future of what might be of those that could wear the red jacket. Welcome into ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and my visit with Brian Finch, who heads up the Cardinals Hall of Fame Museum and also the gentleman that will really put on a great event Saturday in St. Louis. Mort Cooper going in, Scott Rolen, Jason Isringhausen, and a celebration of those three. But then you have baseball Hall of Famers coming back and those that have been awarded the red jacket coming back to celebrate with the fans what is a very special day in St. Louis, and that is the Cardinals Hall of Fame. For fans that don't know, I wanted to do this visit with Brian. If you don't know what it's all about, we'll get into that, but also answer some just logistic questions about the day. It is open to the public, and if you want to see these guys up close and if you want to be a part of the celebration, Izzy or Roland, they were your favorite players, you can be there and see their speech and see it up close. It's open to the public. It is free. So we'll get into that with Brian Finch and also a little bit into the careers of these great players that will be inducted into the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. We're coming to you from the Lufus Automotive Studios in Brilliant Clarity, thanks to Lordo's Diamonds. See their selection at lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. Men and women's jewelry, all at Lordo's. And this is also presented by Westport Social. So if you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy football draft, look no further than Westport Social, located in Westport Plaza. They've got jumbo TVs, ice-cold beer, nachos, wings, private spaces to connect your computers. Westport Social is your football headquarters. Visit westportsocial-stl.com for more information. Coming up, we'll get into it. Nice long visit with Brian Finch and what the Cardinals Hall of Fame is all about. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. More features keep rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app, all designed to simplify shopping. Your rewards points still continue to pile up, earning you money off your next purchase. But now you can create customizable and shareable shopping lists. Shop for your family's dietary needs with the new wellness icons. Gluten-free, organic, heart smart, it's all covered. So this week, simplify shopping. Try the new features on the Schnucks Rewards app. Shopping will never be the same. Schnucks Rewards. Download it today. Brian Finch, my guest. He runs the Cardinals Museum and also puts on an unbelievable day here in St. Louis. Really a celebration of Cardinals baseball and a celebration of Scott Rolen, Jason Isringhausen, Mort Cooper. That'll be the class being inducted into the Cardinals Hall of Fame this upcoming Saturday. And Brian, you are to be commended and thanked for the time, the effort, the sweat, the blood, the tears, the passion that you put into the Hall of Fame and this day. It's going to be an incredible day.
Well, we're excited about what's coming up, and we're excited every year to celebrate our Cardinals history and in particular some of the greatest players that have been on the field here at Busch Stadium, and really Busch Stadium's past. It's a neat day to see the different generations, not only of fans come out, but to see those generations on display through the plaques, through the videos, and of course the inductees that were celebrating with the Red Jackets and the legacies and the family members coming out.
Do you have a favorite moment or speech or sentence, word that has come out of one of these over the last 5 years?
You know, what's interesting to me is always the unexpected. The players that maybe didn't show the emotion on the field so much, and then you see that emotion come out, whether it was Willie McGee, a man of few words, to have so many words in his induction speech, and in that same year, the first year with the Edmonds, to kind of get choked up in his speech, or to even have a player like Joe Torre come back, and here's a player who is celebrated. He was an MVP, played in a number of different franchises, but he really is the top baseball man in Major League Baseball. He's basically the number two to the Commissioner of Baseball, and for him to include in his speech that for this moment to be considered a Hall of Famer in St. Louis, and now it's baseball royalty to him, for everything he's accomplished in the game, both on the field and off the field, what a huge honor to us. What a show of respect to us. So those are just a few of my favorites. And I got to be honest, I'm really looking forward to this year. I started with the club in 2004 to have our two living inductees with Izzy and Scott Rolen going in. Rolen was one of my all-time favorites. I grew up an Ozzie Smith fan, and then Rolen was sort of the second coming of that great defensive infielder. And between these two, these guys, as you know, have some of the driest wits and the sarcastic humor, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun on induction day.
Give me the reactions of family members or a Hall of Famer or two after it's done. They've made their speech. They've been through it, which many of them are, I'm not going to say many of them, all of them are nervous about what they want to say. They don't want to forget anybody. I mean, everybody knows that. And you want to be so respectful as you go along the way. You just want to do it right. So when it's all said and done, the dust is settled, what's the reaction that you get that day from some of the Hall of Famers?
You know, I think the thing we get more often than not is the feeling of getting that red jacket. And, you know, it's kind of like a wedding day. I explained that to these inductees as they're coming along. And, you know, it takes several months to prepare for this. And I tell them it's like getting ready for your wedding. And, you know, these jackets are custom tailored for them. They've, you know, the worst kept secret, they've tried it on before. It takes a little bit of time here. But the thing that we hear the most is, I finally get to keep it on. Don't make me take this off anymore. You know,
that's cool.
So that's really a neat moment that even if it's kind of a hot summer day here in St. Louis, for them to be able to get that jacket handed to them by some other Hall of Famers, to have it on stage, it might be scorching outside, but typically these guys want to keep that jacket on for a little bit and wear it to get across the street to the ballpark or whatever the case might be.
For fans that are listening in, we should mention this is open and free to the public beginning early in Saturday morning. I know you guys opened the doors early to the museum, and you make sure that fans have a chance to get a seat, get a standing position, and take in the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
It is. So let's talk about Saturday. We've got some great things going on. In addition to the induction ceremony, we'll get to that in just a minute. On Saturday at the Cardinals Museum, we've got our Saturday signing series. So one of our Hall of Famers, Ray Langford, will be signing autographs from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum. All you have to have is museum admission to get an autograph from Ray Langford. There is a limited number of autograph tickets. We try to accommodate as many people as possible, but get in line early. We start handing out those autograph tickets. Again, it's a free ticket, but you have to have museum admission to get one of those. We'll hand those out as early as 9:30, and then that'll extend from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ballpark Village opens at 11 o'clock, so if you want to get the best standing room or the booths or the seating there, you can do that starting at 11 a.m. Have your lunch there in Ballpark Village. In the induction ceremony, the 2019 Cardinals Hall of Fame induction ceremony, featuring Mort Cooper, Jason Isringhausen, and Scott Rolen, and of course our returning Hall of Famers, starts at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And of course, I'm talking to our MC this year. You, Dan, have been a great MC. This will be the sixth year running that we've had the induction ceremony, and we're excited to have you there, as well as our ownership and our other Hall of Famers returning to welcome these new inductees this year.
Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege to do it, and it's awesome to see the reactions of the individuals that are being honored that day, which, you know, many times, as you touched upon earlier, it gets very emotional. And so I'm going to go player by player here. Moore Cooper is unfortunately not going to be with us, but I know family members have contributed to his speech and his time of being honored on Saturday.
Yes. Now, Mort is deceased. His son is still alive, but he's not in the best health himself. Mort was the ace of the Cardinals back in the 1940s. He's one of only three pitchers in franchise history to have won 20 games in three consecutive seasons. He did it in 42, 43, and 44.
Pretty good years for the team, too.
They were, and for our fans that aren't as familiar with those years, the Cardinals went to the World Series in 42, 43, 44, and they won 100 games in each of those seasons as well. It's the best three-year run of baseball in Cardinals history, hands down. He really had some great performances there in those World Series and in those seasons. So what a great pitcher. Oh, by the way, he was the 1942 National League Most Valuable Player. So quite the accomplished pitcher, and his place in the Hall of Fame is very deserving. Scott Rolen, we'll jump to him. We look at him now as one of the greatest all-around third basemen. You made so many great calls at third base. He would, you know, kind of that Ozzie Smith player. He would get to balls that other players wouldn't even attempt, and then he would still make the play across the diamond. A great offensive player as well. Think back to that 2004 season, part of the MV3. And really in 2006, he didn't win that World Series MVP.
Very well could have, though.
But it may have been a, you know, slip by Curtis Granderson that helped David Eckstein get that. But Rolen ended the 2006 season with a 10-game hitting streak, and actually I think he led the team in batting average and slugging percentage in that 2006 World Series. So he was a huge cog in the machine of that 06 World Series championship, a great player for us for so many years there. And he was Busch Stadium 2's all-time third baseman, as voted on by the fans.
And then Jason Isringhouse, and as I mentioned, there are guys that clearly it means a lot, but when you're from Brighton, Illinois, and you grew up cheering for the club, and now you're going to wear that red jacket every opening day and go into the Hall of Fame, not to say it means more, but, man, it's awfully special.
Well, he's made it very clear how meaningful this will be for him. And let's just say this, all-time saves leader in Cardinals history. Anytime you're the all-time something in Cardinals history, that's incredibly important and incredibly significant. 217 saves as the Cardinals closer, ranks third all-time in strikeouts as a Cardinals reliever. And, you know, really just that dominant presence at the end of the game, particularly those years from 02 through 05. I mean, he was at just a force at the end of the game. Ran into some injury issues from, you know, 06 to 08, but he still got the job done there. And it will be a lot of fun with Izzy and Rolen. As I mentioned, they got that sharp wit there. And I'm sure we're going to have some jabs and some jokes, and they might be jabbing at one another.
I'm curious about Izzy. I know you said that you've talked to the players, you've got them fitted for the jackets, and told them a little bit about what the day is going to be like. What are those conversations, if you can, I don't want to pry too much, but what have those conversations been like with Izzy?
You know, it's been a lot of fun with the two of them, actually. They have a few dares between each other
about
some of the speeches. I say dares, you know, maybe a little friendly wagering going on, or bet, so to speak. Maybe length of speech, you know, maybe who might talk about this or that or whatever the case might be. I will mention this as well. At the museum, the Cardinals Museum on Friday, we're going to have both of them together doing our Flashback Friday interview series for a half an hour interview. So we're going to get them in our little setting together. The seating is limited, but it's also free to attend. So come join us 4:00 on Friday afternoon, and we'll have some fun there. Maybe we'll get them kind of have a little fun with each other before they get on stage Saturday, dressed up in the Red Blazers.
And how about the Major League Hall of Famers and post Cardinal Hall of Famers? Who will be there on Saturday that you know that for sure will be in attendance?
Well, we're still working through some of those folks, but I can definitely tell you that Ozzie will be in attendance, Ozzie Smith, and our manager is Whitey Herzog, Tony La Russa. And we've confirmed that Vince Coleman, Ray Langford, Mike Shannon, Jim Edmonds, Ted Simmons, Chris Carpenter, and Tim McCarver will be joining them as well. And we're still waiting for some of our other Hall of Famers to get back to us, and hoping that they'll be here as well.
Best place for fans to find out more information about this?
Fans can always go to our website at cardinals.com/HOF for Hall of Fame. So again, cardinals.com/HOF.
Thank you, Brian.
My pleasure.
Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men.